In a few moments, the priest is going to sign our foreheads with the sign of the cross using ashes. Used to be, in the old days of the church, you would cover your whole head with a giant clump of ashes and it would go over your whole body. What it was a public sign of repentance. It was what you did as you went to confession as part of making your act of repentance to God. What it is now is you'll go back to your office and people may say, "What's that on your forehead?" Used to be everybody knew, but in today's day and age, as religion wanes, people say, "What is that?" It's a public sign of our faith. And it also marks the beginning of a 40-day period of Lent, a period of spiritual training, a period of trial, a period of sacrifice. Most of us say, "Well, what am I going to do for Lent? What should I give up for Lent?" Our Lord gives us three things that he recommends in the gospel today: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The first our Lord talks about is prayer. What's prayer? The classic definition is the raising of our minds and hearts to God. When they asked Thomas Merton, the famous Trappist monk, "How do you pray?" He said, "Take the time." That's the first step, take the time. Take time for friendship and conversation with God. I always recommend the classic basics, the rosary, praying in church before the Blessed Sacrament, saying the Jesus prayer, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, have mercy on me, a sinner," and just repeat that over and over. I like to pray in the car. In the car, when you turn off the radio, it's like you're in your own monastic cell. And if you live in the Bay Area, you know, we all live in the Bay Area, it's taking longer and longer to get anywhere. And when you turn off that radio, well, I had to drive to Menlo Park yesterday to give a class at the seminary. That was a 5-rosary trip one way, okay? Yeah. You also find yourself cursing less. And I'm speaking of myself. Being in the car is a great way to calm down and use the time constructively, especially with the radio off, because most of the time, as you look around on the highway, we're alone in our car, aren't we, driving? Prayer. The second thing our Lord recommends to us is fasting. Now, Catholics are at the opposite end of the scale from Puritans. If you were a Puritan, and maybe when we studied American history, you know, they founded the Jamestown colony and all that. For Puritans, all pleasure was evil. Well, thank God we don't have that. We love to have parties and feasts because we look, as Catholics, all creation is good. God gave it to us for our enjoyment. So we can enjoy the pleasures of the earth and our body. However, we can't let pleasure be domineering over us. What does that mean? That's like kids, little children, when they come screaming and yelling, "I want candy now." And you say, "No, we're going to have dinner in an hour. You can't have it right now." "No, I want it now." And you have to train children. There's a time and a place to have the candy and the ice cream and those pleasures. Sometimes pleasure can be running us. It can be domineering us. Lent's a time we can let go of that. Get some detachment from pleasures that we're used to. If we suppress or let go of certain corporal desires, it's so that other spiritual desires can arise. And that's why we fast and abstain during Lent. As a Catholic church, we all give up eating meat on the Fridays of Lent and today on Ash Wednesday. So it's a good way to kind of let go of something and remind ourselves pleasure isn't everything. What sensual desire do you have that's too domineering? You know what it is. That's the thing to give up. And the third thing our Lord advises us to do for Lent is almsgiving. We Americans, we live in a land of plenty. All you have to do is go to another country and you see how much we have that we take for granted. We have more than we need. I look at my closet, and more than I need. Look at the food in the cabinets in the fridge. We have more than we need. St. Thomas Aquinas says the things that we own are not just ours alone, but they're given to us for the sake of the common good. Pope Paul VI said, it's not right that some people on earth have way too much and others don't even have enough to live on. How can we put that into practice this Lent? If you receive a request for charity, maybe in the mail or from the pulpit, give something. If a homeless person begs from you, give them something. I know you may say, oh, they're just going to spend it on drink. Well, that's what I was going to spend it on. You know, I was going to buy a beer or have a glass of wine. Yeah? Yeah? Isn't that true? Okay. That's what I was going to spend it on. Give them something. There's a wonderful custom in the Catholic world when a person comes and says, I've saved up all my money and I'm going to go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to visit the Holy Land. What you do with that person is you take out your wallet and you give them $10 or $20 and you say, give that to the first beggar you meet in Jerusalem because it's like you're giving it to Christ. So if people beg from you, give them something. Better yet, if you're buying something during Lent, maybe a car, maybe a new TV, maybe a coat, maybe if you're going to a restaurant or you're going to stay in a hotel, you know what it is you can afford. But buy something one step down from that. Maybe a hotel that's one star less than that. Or if you're ordering wine, you know what you like. Buy down from that. Instead of going to Kermit Lynch, we go to Costco. Okay? See? Take it down a notch. It's a way of observing Lent, participating in the penance that our Lord has invited us to. And so now we'll come forward, we'll receive our ashes after the blessing, and will all of us encourage each other as we begin our 40-day season of prayer, sacrifice, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.